Blog Talk Radio.
Well, where is my theme? Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Show. I am patiently waiting for my theme song to come on, and it's not coming on today for some reason. Well, that's strange. Well, anyway, so since we started out kind of weird, I would like to tell you our mission here at the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Dr. Karen Can, and today I have a guest that I'm very, very excited to interview. Her name is Caitlin Keat, and she is the creator and CEO of the company Vibes Up. Now, this is a company that I was introduced to by one of my good friends, Kathy Arnaud, who is a massage therapist, and both Kathy and I are really into energy medicine tools, both of us being energy healing practitioners. And so she introduced me to Caitlin's products. Actually, it was a sale that Caitlin had. So she said, "Oh, boy, you gotta check this out." So I went online and researched some of Caitlin's products. And what was very interesting, and why I was very interested to interview her, was because I personally was having some issues with what we call grounding. So those of us in the energy medicine field will kind of understand that sometimes our energy becomes kind of ungrounded, or we become disconnected with Mother Earth. And I live in the North Country, so I can't really go bare feet right now. It's in the middle of February. There's tons of snow. It's freezing, you know. So I can't just, you know, like my Californian friends, go out and just walk on the beach every day. So those of us that, you know, are indoors a lot of the time, we get disconnected from Mother Earth. And Caitlin's products are very interesting, and I'll let her tell you more about how they work. But I was very interested in them because they are natural products that help to radiate some of that wonderful Mother Earth energy. And so if you are just joining us, I'm going to be interviewing Caitlin Keat of Vibes Up. And if you're interested to learn more about her products, you can go to my website at www.karencan.com/vibesup. So V-I-B-E-S-U-P, Vibes Up. Okay, so let me introduce Caitlin. Are you here on the line with us?
I'm here, and you're raising my vibration just with your chipper, upbeat voice. I love to listen to your voice.
Oh, thank you, Caitlin. I really appreciate that. Now, I didn't want to do a big, long introduction about who you are because I wanted everyone to hear it from you. So how did you, you know, kind of get started with Vibes Up? And I know, you know, I've been reading some of your newsletters. I mean, the stories you tell, the positive, vibration, you know, that you're trying to bring to the world. It's so amazing. So maybe tell our listeners, first of all, you know, who you are and how you got to be in this place creating these awesome products.
Well, I actually, Karen, started a relationship with nature when I was really young. I lived in the Northwest Territories up in Canada, and my parents did not believe in putting children into school when they're young. I'm grateful for that, because while the other kids were in this little one-room schoolhouse, I was out in the forest all day long.
Wow.
And little did I know that I actually had the most fabulous teachers ever, and that was nature. And that's how I actually started off learning how to learn, was from nature. And I was one of those little annoying kids that were like, "Why? Well, why? Well, how? Well, how?" And I would do that out in nature. And then, you know, that part of ourselves when we're a little kid where life is so magical. Of course, as I've started to grow up, society really pooh-hoos that, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, they kind of look down on that side of ourselves and really respect logic. And so I, like a lot of people, learned to shift myself over to more the left brain, the logic, the linear, and I was functioning my life like that and kind of shut down all the connection there with nature. And along the way, my heart started to hurt because I wasn't living my truth or listening to my heart. And at a certain point, I figured it out. And along the way, by the way, Karen, trees were nudging me. And
oh, yeah.
What I mean by that is trees are known throughout history to be the carriers of wisdom. And I look at them as our best friends. Like, you know how dogs and cats are our best friends? Well,
mm-hmm.
trees are definitely our best friends in the plant world. And they love us so much. They give us shelter, food, oxygen. Just they're really caregivers of humanity. And they were nudging me in that telepathically, wanting to communicate with me. And I had one save my life when I was 5. So the relationship was already pretty...
Really?
Based in love there. Yes, I had... My grandfather was clearing a field, and he was chopping a tree, a lot of trees, and one was going to fall... I'm going to shorten the story, but one was going to fall right on me. And I was just 5 and going out to tell him, "Grandpa, it's lunchtime." And this tree was coming right at me that he had cut, and he's yelling at me, "Get out of the way." And the tree separated from its trunk, you know, the root, and it was hovering in midair, and it held there for, if I would guess, it was probably about 3 minutes it hovered until I could climb over all the other fallen trees and get out of the way. And my grandfather was standing, he's American Indian, and he was standing at the base of the tree, and he was just like, "Wow, we are so not alone."
Oh, that is an amazing story. Thank you so much for telling that. That is an amazing story. And it was so cool because it wasn't just you, it was both of you that witnessed this miracle.
Yes. And so you can imagine I felt very fond about trees at that point.
Yes.
That one cared enough to not squash me. So that was a good start. But throughout the next few years, and stepping into an adult, they kept nudging at me, and I would just kind of go, "Okay, that's really weird," and push that aside. And at a certain point on my path, you know, my heart was hurting, and I wasn't listening to my truth, and at a certain point, I decided to put aside the programming of, although many things around us have good intentions, parents, religions, different things have kind of programmed us into a certain way of thinking and being. And I called it my fear goggles, you know, to be afraid of anything that wasn't their particular way. And that's how I was viewing life, was through these fear goggles. And they weren't suiting me. You know what I mean? That's part of why my heart was hurting, is I wasn't living my truth. So I decided to take the fear goggles off and go out and trust my own ability to recognize what felt like my truth or what didn't feel like my truth, what felt like love or what didn't. And that was the biggest shift of my life right there, Karen. That turned on these abilities, really turned up the volume on some of these abilities that I didn't even know I had. And the key to that, Karen, is where whatever you believe in is where your energy goes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was believing in was all the belief systems that were put upon me outside of myself, and that's what I was, they know what's best for me. And when I switched that belief into, I know what's best for me, my energy started to come to me, because I became what I believed in. And what does it take to run all these abilities we have? It takes energy. And all of a sudden, things started to change quickly. I started to be able to see auras. I had knowings. I had telepathy. I had all these really cool, neat abilities come up. And along with that was I was starting to really clearly hear messages from the trees. And I know I'm not alone in this. Throughout history, there's been so many people that, I mean, look at this guy with the apple and, you know, the law of gravity and the Bodhi tree, Buddha and the Bodhi tree. And there's been so much about people getting wisdom under trees. And in fact, I just saw something recently where Oprah had 25,000 trees planted, oak trees, by the way, which are the biggest wisdom holders, planted at schools for children to go read under.
Oh.
And I was thrilled to hear that, because in my heart I knew that the children would be getting more information from the tree than the book that they were reading from. So that's really heartwarming for me. So anyway, that was my start, Karen, and I started to really listen to nature about seven years ago, and my whole why, how came in handy. I started to ask these trees, why? What's the bigger? And I was asking them, you know, who are we humans? Why are we here? What is our purpose? What is this whole journey about? And they would answer little questions and big, huge, like I did DVDs on the whole human journey that I got from my conversation with trees. And the really fun part is recently they've got quieter.
Hmm.
And along the way I'd ask them, I was just like, so trees, is this information coming from you? Or are you just holding me at a vibration where I can get in touch with those answers that are within me? And the tree said both. And I thought, just like all the answers are within the tree, all the answers are also within me.
Mm.
And as I got to really trust my inner wisdom more, the trees got quieter. And I asked them why. And, of course, their answer was, Caitlin, you needed to hear it from something outside of you because you really wouldn't have believed it so much if it would have come from within you. But now you're starting to trust that inner voice. And if you have a question, it's all the answers. You don't need to download it. You can upload it right out of every cell of your body. You carry all the wisdom. And every one of us carries all the wisdom of the universe within our cells of our body. It's kind of like the astral internet.
Astral internet. Oh, my gosh. I love that term. I've never heard of it. That is so cool. That's it. I'm making a T-shirt. I'm just kidding.
But you know what? The astral internet is not just outside of us. And it's like when you plug in your computer to the Wi-Fi, all of a sudden you have access to all the information that's on the internet.
Right.
Same with the energy around us. It's all interconnected. And once you tap into that, you're connected to all the answers of what has been and will be and is. So in our cells of our body, we contain that same energy. So that's where it really is true that we have all the answers within us. So that's
wow, that is the real, we are all one in real life.
Yeah. So
what were you gonna
say? That's
what
I like to start with people, Karen, is just to know that you already know. Very important to start any talk off reminding people of that, because remember, what you believe in is where your energy goes. So if all of a sudden you're like, oh, Caitlin has all the answers, or Karen has all the answers, and or your doctor or your preacher or whatever, there's where your energy goes. So I want to remind you that you know all the answers, what's best for you. You have access to all the wisdom of the universe within your own being. And as you listen to what I say, you can filter that through your inner knowing. And what it will be for you is, it's kind of like a resonance, like, that feels right for me, or, oh, maybe that piece isn't for me. And that way you keep your power whenever you listen or read books or take in information from outside of you, is you retain your power. And for myself personally, I make my own energy, and I really don't want people to give me their energy. I want them to have it to activate their abilities and for all this beautiful stuff ahead of us to really keep and build their own reserve of energy to activate their superhuman abilities. So
wow, that is super, super wise advice.
You.
And that's something it took me a while to learn as a medical doctor, that there's certain things that I thought for sure would be good for a particular patient, but they didn't resonate with it, you know. And then I learned, you know, I really don't know, quote unquote, what really would be best for that person. So my job is really just to be their partner and to say, well, from my experience, you know, XYZ may be, you know, helpful, blah, 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 blah. But then I always ask them, okay, now you feel how that, you know, how that feels in your body and see if it resonates with you. If it doesn't, no big deal. You know, you're not going to hurt my feelings. You know, you got to do what you feel is best for you. And the teenagers that I have really get it. You know, they get it right away, and they are brave enough to say, no, I don't really feel like taking those drops right now. I'm like, okay, good. That's okay. There's always another way. You know, what do you feel like doing? You know, and as they empower themselves to make those decisions, lo and behold, it works. You know, it works for them, rather than me kind of as the authority figure saying, well, this and this and this are good for you. You should take your vitamins.
Absolutely,
so,
because
yeah,
part of their resistance is it takes their power away when you make someone do something, you know. So when it's their choice, it's so much more empowering. And it's wise how they these kids nowadays just come on in so smart. they're knowing really turned up.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us about how I know that you the grounding type of product, and I don't even know, you know, what the the proper name for it, but you had had some of that product, the squishy product, the, you know, the Vibes Up Earth Bottom, you know, water bottles, the proprietary formula that you created. How did you create it, and how did you actually test it? Because us left brain people really like the research part too, just as much as the right brain stuff.
Yeah, I have a little bit of both in me too. I have that magical side, and I have that scientific side, and it's wonderful that they're now coming full circle to explain each other. And
yeah.
In fact, in some of my formulas, this is kind of fun to validate that, is in some of my formulas, now, first of all, everything is energy. We all know that. And mm-hmm. everything, if it's energy, it has a frequency. If it's frequency, it has a number combination. And nowadays, they're getting so advanced with their ability to bring in the lens of the machinery to see the unseen. And we used to be so afraid of the unseen, but now the machines can go, look, look, look here. It's not scary. It's energy. It's mm-hmm. wonderful. It's magically marvelous. So what I love is, and there's been so many of these along the way, but I'll share this one, is I had with the testing lady, who my testing lady is in Ireland, by the way, she knows the number combinations with her, all her different machines that she works with. She actually runs a clinic where she has people coming night and day. She's very busy, and all she works with is energy, with people with vibrational energy. Anyway, she has a plethora of machines and equipment, and I sent her some things, and she was all, Caitlin, you have these, like, let's say it was joy or certain chakras, you know. She was at first quite impressed. She's like, Caitlin, you must be a genius. She's like, you got these to match the frequency, like the frequency of joy is actually, you know, your thing you have for joy actually matches up with that number combination for joy. And she was all, whoa, how did you do that? And I was telling her, well, you know, I would like to take full credit, but I actually got that information from what the ancients would recommend for different things, for different chakras, for different purposes. And I used what they recommended from thousands of years ago, combinations, and when she tested it, the machines validated. So I was like, oh, that's so cool that the machines can come full circle and validate what they've been, the ancients were saying thousands of years ago. Now the machines are giving them a double thumbs up, going, it matches. It's so cool.
Wow.
So I would like to, Karen, I'd like to get into grounding. Like, you brought that up, and mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite subjects. Especially those of us that work, everybody needs to be grounded, but especially those of us working around energy or that are empathic or energy sensitive, grounding is just such a helpful solution. But I'm going to explain it in a real fun, simple, and magical way, in that imagine your body. We are very electrical, human beings are. Just like a house is electrical, they have to ground the electricity in a house, or else the energy builds up, it short circuits, it gets all what I call kerwackety, you know, it's just, now, I know I've certainly felt that like that sometimes myself, and I can relate to the house. So I am what I would call a Vata extreme. Now, this trinity I want to talk about a lot, mother, father, baby. It's really mm-hmm. the design of everything in our universe. An atom has it, which is electron, proton, neutron. Everything boils down to this combination of mommy, daddy, baby. And, in fact, the pine cone. I love to give this example because everything in nature brings together mommy and daddy and creates, which is baby, in a specific ratio. So the two polarities of male and female, let's mm-hmm. look at a pine cone. You have eight swirls that come up from the earth. That's the feminine or the minus side of a battery. You have five swirls that come down from the universe. That's the masculine or the plus side of a battery. And wherever those two polarities come together on that pine cone, life is created. There's a seed. That's the creation energy. And everything in nature is in that specific creating energy sustainable ratio. Now, the really cool part is as human beings contain, we are nature. That's why nature is our best teacher to remind us of who we are, because that's what we really are. Our organic natural state of being is we are nature. And so what nature wants to remind us is that we have those same polarities within every part of our body, within the cells of our body, from our feet to our top of our heads. There are those two mommy-daddy polarities, male-female polarities, all throughout our body. Now, when you plug in both sides of the battery like nature does, you create and generate energy. Us human beings have been having experience of limitation that we've chosen to collect experiences at limitation. You know, there's nothing wrong with limitation. It's kind of like expansion and compression are just like a breath in and a breath out. Mm-hmm. So on the bigger picture, we've actually been here on purpose collecting experiences at compression. We're going to collect them at expansion. But in order to collect them at compression, we needed to unplug one side of our battery and limit our energy. And we've done all that. We've traveled through the whole Mayan calendar. We've completed that. Now it's time to plug both sides of our battery back in. Now, what are both sides of these batteries? Both sides of the battery are like every cell in your body. Imagine them just like that pine cone with the plus and the minus, and then the little ball of energy in the middle. Imagine every cell of your body being able to generate creation energy like that pine cone. But what we've done is we've unplugged one side of our battery, and that would be the feminine side. And mm-hmm. whether it's suppressing our right brain, you know, that creative, intuitive side of us, the part I had to shut down as a little child because society didn't really look up on that. There's that part of us. And then there's also many things within our environment that are suppressing the feminine. And most of the things around us, the man-made things, are not in that energy-creating ratio. Like, all of nature is sustainable, where man-made things are not only not sustainable, not generating their own energy, but they tend to pull on things around them, and they're destructive. Well, that's what happens when things are out of balance. They're really not bad guys, or they're not meaning to be destructive. Like humans, we're not meaning to be destructive to our planet. We're the things around us, our cell phones and computers and all these things, they're not big, evil, bad guys that are trying to give us cancer or cause us tumors and problems and this and that, put us out of balance. All they are, just like us, is there's something that's out of balance that's innocently seeking its way back to its balance. And I'm going to explain something to you that will be a key of knowing, Karen, and to your listeners, a simple aha of, oh, my goodness, I don't need to be afraid of all this stuff anymore. I understand how it works, and I understand the solution. And I'm going to talk about radiation and synthetics around us that are pulling on our body. Like, you know how we hear, oh, preservatives are bad for us, and cell phones are bad for us, and all those positive ions in our environment are bad for us, and, you know, like, we start to get overwhelmed, like, now what? You
know, I know my parents get overwhelmed every time I open my mouth these days.
Yeah. And they start to give up. Like, oh, everything's bad for me. I just give up. You know?
Yeah, my mom's like, moderation in everything. I'm like, well, what about moderate amounts of arsenic in your food? I don't think that's good.
Our parents are wonderful, aren't they? They help us to practice on how to best deliver information. You know, they're great for that. My mom's the same. Like, I learn from her how to deliver it in a way that's clear and easy to understand. So back to this battery. Now, what happens when something's out of balance? So let's look at, imagine in your mind a bow tie, like two little pyramids coming into the center and a ball in the middle. This is your key to understanding releasing fears on everything around you that you've ever thought is bad for you. Now, this bow tie is the same thing we talked about. One side's a plus, one side's a minus, like two sides of a battery, and the ball in the middle is that creation energy. Now, when you suppress that right side, which is the feminine, that ball in the middle shrinks away to nothing. There is no energy being created. And if you think that humans are creating our own energy, just see how long we can go without food. I was joking about me, about 2 hours. we actually, at this point, we're taking the energy from plants and animals, and we're using that for our energy because we're not generating our own. But I am excited to say I believe we're on our way back and quite capable of generating energy from within our own being to where we won't be needing to do that so much of taking it outside of us. Mm. Okay, so back to your battery. Imagine your little bow tie in your mind. You have two sides of a battery, and we've unplugged the feminine. We're not generating the energy. And the same goes for the things around us, the cell phones, the computers, the toxic, you know, like mattresses and the building materials and the paints and the carpet and all these things around us are pulling energy off of us. But what I'm going to explain to you again is going to help release the fears on these things, understand why they're doing that, release the judgment on them, and be able to understand solutions to it. And it's so simple. Okay, I'm going to explain how they make motherboards on a computer. And you're probably like, well, what does that have to do with me? A lot. So imagine a motherboard on a computer. What they do is they take this little motherboard, and it's physical matter, like our bodies are. And then they take an atom, just like your little bow tie, they suppress the feminine side of that atom. And that's now called an overreactive atom. And that overreactive atom is desperate to balance itself back out. So what it does is it's the daddy, the male energy, looking mm-hmm. for the mommy, the female energy, because that's been suppressed. It's like, oh, I really need a date with the mommy. I really got to get back to that. And so they let that atom loose on the motherboard, and it etches the exposed parts of that motherboard. And that's how they make them. It literally pulls off of that motherboard to rebalance itself out. Now, that's exactly the same process that's going on with us, whether it's preservatives, cell phones, computers, all the synthetic things around us. They are out of their natural balance. They are an overreactive atom. They're positive ions. And when they get near us, they're looking for those negative ions. They're looking for that physical matter that might tap your body. There's some physical matter right there. So when they are in your environment, look around you. What organic physical matter is in your environment? There may be a plant, a rock or two, but in most of our environments, we're surrounded by those things that are out of balance. But the most concentrated form of organic matter for them to feed on in your environment is your physical body. And that explains right. why when we eat food that has preservatives in it, it's also out of its balance. And the reason that preservatives are in food so we can release our judgment, it's not so much a bad guy out to get us. If you were to make a product, a cream or a food, and you wanted to take it out to the world, you would want when your customers opened it for it to be all fresh and lovely like when you made it instead of all rotten and broken down. And the reason they put preservatives in there, here's a little aha for you. The reason the preservatives are an atom where the feminine is suppressed. Now, why would they do that? They suppress the feminine. Think about when you put food or something down in the earth, it composts it. It breaks it down, right? So the feminine helps to break something down so it has that whole cycle of life. Well, they put those preservatives in there, and so now it's an overreactive atom. The feminine's been suppressed so that it lasts longer. Now you eat the food, and from the inside of you, these little guys are like, oh, I need the mommies. I need to rebalance myself out. And they're pulling off of our bodies from the inside out. And they're really, again, innocently little, I mean, it's easy to look at that atom and go, bless your little heart, you're just out of balance.
I love you taking the judgment out of it. That's great. Well, we have less than 2 minutes left. I want to make sure that people, I know that you've created a coupon code for us. So the website to go to take a look at Caitlin's awesome Earth-inspired, nurtured products is www.karencan.com/vibesup, and that's spelled V-I-B-E-S-U-P. And Caitlin, you want to share the code that people can get a discount?
I have a little code for your listeners. It's LOVE35, so it's all capital, L-O-V-E, and then the number 3 and the number 5. And, you know, all the solutions to reharmonizing those things in our environment, whether it's our food, our water, our body, nature inspired me on a way to make a solution to that that's infrared. It never stops producing the energy. It's constantly sending that reharmonizing energy to the things around us, so it doesn't need to eat it off of our bodies, and it reharmonizes our inner and outer environment and reminds our body how to get back into its balance of making its own energy. And you can just go on the website and explore around. I have a lot of articles and little explanations and ahas on there. But really, I think the best thing that we touched on here, Karen, was being able to release the fear and judgment of things around us and know that they can be reharmonized, brought back into balance. We don't need to be in fear of the things in our environment. Maybe we can talk again in the future, because that just flew past. We can talk again in the future more on the subject of grounding.
Oh, I would absolutely love to do that. And now we're in record mode. So for those of you listening to the archive, we're going to keep going just for a few more minutes. Caitlin, I thought it was very interesting that unlike other sort of crystal-based products, that you say that your formula, grounding formula, does not need to be cleared. Like, I thought a lot of crystals, unless it's like quartz or something, actually need to be cleared in the sun with salt, and I don't know what other, you know, things that people do, but how come yours doesn't need to be cleared?
Well, do we have time for me to just explain how I make it?
Well, sure. This is on the recording mode, so people listening live may not be able to hear us, but certainly the people that listen to the archive, which are most of our listeners actually, you can go ahead. We can stay a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, I will take you in my kitchen. Once I explain how I make it, I think you'll really get it. It's like, that's
okay.
How it works. And plus, I love to know what's in something if I'm going to work with it energetically. So I love to be very open about what's in my tools and how I make them, so you can feel your own way on it. Okay, so let's imagine we're all kind of on a little journey into my kitchen here, a little virtual journey, and we're going to be gathering around a KitchenAid mixer. And what I'm going to put in here is essential oils, therapeutic grade, flower essences, powdered gemstones, so many different kinds of powdered gemstones. And then we're going to add to that liquid crystal, which is one of my little inventions. And why I want to do that is quartz raises the vibration of whatever it's around. So it's concentrated energy, quartz is. So this is liquid and flows right through all these yummy ingredients. Mm-hmm. Now, the higher something vibrates, the bigger its consciousness, the bigger its awareness. The lower something vibrates, the smaller its consciousness and awareness. So now these ingredients that may have even been compromised along the way, like essential oils, and they get handled and processed and all this, just like us, get a little bit compromised along the way from all that handling. Well, now this liquid crystal flows through them, raises their vibration, expands and reopens their consciousness to where they're at their peak intelligence of working with us on a therapeutic level. They're just really awake. And now we're going to add in there thousands of little tiny spheres of clear quartz, like thousands of them. And now we're going to put in some gushy, squishy, gooey stuff, and we're going to turn the mixer on and let it go like a cake mix, blending up. Then we're going to take that and we're going to spread it in a cookie sheet. It's just like baking, really. You put it in a cookie sheet. But we're going to let it air dry overnight. Now, that's when the magic happens, is as it air dries, it shrinks a little bit. And we're going to pull this mat out of this cookie sheet the next day. And you have something very special here, because when you apply pressure, which is what that shrinking did, when you apply pressure to clear quartz, it gives off something called piezoelectricity, P-I-E-Z-O, electricity, which is, and you can look that one up, that's over 1 mil. When you apply pressure to quartz, it puts off over 1 million rays of infrared energy per second. And it's that zero-point energy. It's that creation energy. It's that ball in the middle on our bow tie. It's bioavailable energy, which means the body knows right away what to do with that energy, how to put it to work. It's an intelligent energy. So it produces all that energy, and it's each one of those spheres is producing over 1 million rays of energy per second. So imagine what that times the thousands that are in there. And so it's constantly breathing in and out. It's like a little fractal or microcosm of the planet, because what our Mama Earth does is she's constantly doing something called electromagnetic. electro is feeding the energy out to us, and magnetic is it pulls back and it pulls the excess toxic inflammation and excess energy from our body. So in and out, in and out. And the mat is doing the same thing. And you can apply that in so many ways, bringing that concentrated, squishy, yummy earth inside of your shoes, under your sheets, on your bed, on your counter,
in
your
kitchen.
you can reharmonize your food, your water. Even in my testing, you're able to take the synthetic things around you. Remember how we talked about those overreactive atoms, those spaghettis? And you can go around with it and touch the things for 2 minutes in your environment, and it brings them back into what's called the 2.5 frequency, which means they're now reharmonized. They're no longer desperate. They no longer need to pull energy from us. They are in a complete and harmonized state. The other thing that it does is it feeds that energy constantly and imprints it and reminds the things around it. When something's infrared, whatever it passes through picks up the information. Whatever it touches next, it imprints it or drops it off. And that would be the brilliance in the essential oils and the gemstones and the flower essences is being reintroduced to all these synthetic things around us, most importantly, our food and our bodies. And you can muscle test the food that your body goes, oh, no, that's draining, and your arm goes weak. Put it on, anything vibes up, and then test it again, even like have it for a minute on the mat, test that cookie or whatever again, and your body's going to go hold strong and say, yes, this is revitalizing to me. This is uplifting. This makes me strong. And what a fantasy that is. You know, like,
wow. And so if you put the peanut butter on the Vibes Up, you know, mm-hmm. place or the mat, and you put it back in the shelf, will it kind of lose that positive energy over time, or will it kind of keep that positive energy?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I've come a long way in like gathering my little scientific pieces as I go. It's going to reharmonize that 2.5. As far as we know, stays that way. We haven't tested it 10 years down the road, but it stays reharmonized. Okay, so it's back in balance. But what as far as it doesn't produce the that zero point energy, it doesn't produce it itself, but it's now
right.
in a state where it's not pulling on you, right?
But
that's why
okay.
you want to recharge the food before you eat it with that live energy. You know?
Gotcha.
So you can reharmonize it to where it's not destructive anymore, and then right before you eat it, I always recharge, kind of just to revitalize and liven up that food before I eat it. And water too. And so, you know, some of the favorites are the Earth on the Bottom bottle, the water bottles.
It's so beautiful too. It's absolutely
so
gorgeous. Well, my wish list is, and it's for my mom. She's mm-hmm. of course, I'm Chinese, so Asians don't drink cold water, and she would never drink from that type of water bottle. So she, you know, I have a double stainless steel walled flask that I bought, very, very expensive for her, that has some scalar energy. Well, she wants another one, and the company went out of business. So I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if Caitlin could make one that's double walled, so people that are from other countries that don't drink cold water, you know, could put their tea in, or, you know, warm fluids in, and keep it warm for hours and have that Earth on the Bottom as well. That's my wish list.
Well, your wish is granted, my friend. Voila. I actually just am coming out in the next couple of weeks here with something that will insulate whatever container that you put it in. And it's a wrap that has the inside of it has the Vibes Up formula. So she can wrap that around any bottle, any container that she would like. She could just put that around. Plus, it's going to hold it at that warm temperature or cold temperature and reharmonize it. And so keep an eye on my newsletters. You can sign up for those, because I'll be announcing that soon. So there, look what a good manifester you are.
Yay! Thank you. Well, our time's up. I just want to, for those of you listening to the archive, thank you so much for being part of this call today. Thank you to my guests, Caitlin Keat of Vibes Up. And again, if you'd like to take advantage of her 35% off all regularly priced items, she has a lot of sale items too, by the way, you can go to www.karencan.com/vibesup. And the coupon code is LOVE35. That's all in capital. So LOVE and the number 35. So thank you again, Caitlin. It was an absolute pleasure. I hope to be able to do this again with you soon.
I would love that, Karen. You raised my vibration just being able to play with you. So thank you for having me on the show, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. Bye for now. Until next time.
Bye, Karen. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.